If you're in your Bibles tonight, turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, begin reading in verse 1. Tonight we'll kind of lead up into our new theme as we preach a short message, just about 10 minutes long, probably, and get into our vision night. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." It's a great passage. And we shouldn't kick people while they're down. Amen. "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Just be selfless to each other. Bear each other's burdens, help each other, lift each other up. "For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in others," or not in another. "For every man shall bear his own burden." Be careful what you think of yourself. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." We use those verses a lot. We understand that if we sow to the flesh, if you feed the flesh, if you feed the soul carnal flesh, that it will grow, that old man will grow. Our purpose as Christians is to starve the old man. You know, don't watch the movies you shouldn't watch. Don't listen to music you shouldn't listen to. Don't look at things you shouldn't look at. Don't feed that old man. Starve the flesh. Feed the spiritual man. Feed the spirit. Read your Bible. Pray. Go to church. And that feeds that spiritual man. And if you'll do that, then your walk with God will grow stronger. You'll get closer to God. By the way, you get closer to Him, He doesn't move. And so, just as a highlight, as an extra tonight, "and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Listen, our job is to work. The Lord gives the increase. That's it. That's it. If we don't faint, if we don't give up, we just continue to stay by the stuff and work the works that Christ was sent to work, and we follow in His steps, then God will give the increase. That's why we don't, a lot of times, as much anymore, set numerical goals. I'm not saying I'm opposed to that. At some point, we may set a numerical goal every once in a while. But our job is to get out there and knock doors and invite people to church and do all the things we can. But it's the Lord who gives the increase. The Lord determines who shows up. And so, our job is to do the work. I think the emphasis absolutely ought to be on the work and not the results. God handles the results. As we think about our themes, loving God, our purpose is up on the wall as a church, loving God and loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Our theme this last year in 2011 was along those same lines, as far as Christ is our all in all, and getting our minds and thoughts on the Lord Jesus Christ, our thoughts on Him, and understanding that He is all that we need. Loving God. And it is absolutely our purpose as a church to encourage and strengthen and educate and disciple so that people will love God supremely. Whether that's in their private devotional time, but also here publicly together as we worship together the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to improve our corporate worship as we worship together. I really enjoyed the morning services. Enjoyed the music. Enjoyed the whole thing. It's just, that's what we want. We want people to walk through those back doors and feel the Spirit of God and hear a good old-fashioned hymn sung with fervency. When you guys sang a cappella this morning, I'm telling you, I wish you could hear yourself. It was amazing. And we sing it to the Lord. I noticed this morning we had some trying to clap, you know, and we don't clap around here. The reason why we don't clap is because we're not here to entertain anybody. And certainly the person up here singing isn't here to entertain you. person up here singing is here to glorify the Lord. Not singing, you're singing to the Lord. And so we put the emphasis upon, or try to keep the emphasis as much as we can, not on the person, but on the Lord. And so as we go forward, we think about the purpose of loving God, growing together, as we grow together as Christians and as born-again children of God, and what a sweet time it is to grow together. I am the vine, you are the branches. The Lord just continues to water us and weed us and all those things. And it is absolutely exciting for me as a pastor to see young couples growing in the Lord and middle-aged people growing in the Lord and whatever you want to refer to that group above that. I'm past that. I understand now. I don't get into all that. But to watch couples, as we've seen this last summer, three couples who we were working with get married, get baptized, and join the church, and just seeing the progress and the growth of individuals, just amazing. So we're growing together, and then lastly, we're serving others. This year, we're going to put the emphasis, if you would, upon serving on the third purpose. Emphasis upon serving, not because we have to, but because we want to. As I mentioned this morning, service out of love. And we want to do that. So verse 10 is going to be our theme verse this year. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let us do good. Let us do good. Isn't that good? That's just good. Do good. We think about our service to the Lord. We think about a way to illustrate this was as parents. So we hope that our children, we expect our children, we want them to do good. And we always tell them, hey, be good when you go somewhere. And so does the Heavenly Father. He wants us to do good. He wants us to do good. Especially as opposed to doing bad. When you all say that of your children or your grandchildren, want to see them do good as opposed to doing bad. And I tell you, I looked up the definition, and we'll go into a lot of the definitions this year. There's about 26 different definitions of the word good. But basically, it comes down to doing good, being virtuous, being kind, doing right. And it would come right back down to being selfless, and doing good unto all men. That verse says, as we have therefore opportunity. And can I tell you that each of us every day have opportunity to do good? We have that opportunity at work and at home, at school. We have that opportunity with our neighbors. We have that opportunity with our friends, with our family to do right, to be virtuous, to do good. Teenagers, you have the opportunity to do good or do bad. I mean, that's just the way it is. And the Lord's just saying, do good, do what's right, do what's virtuous, be kind. We are going to have opportunities of service. Now, there's great opportunities in the church to do good. There's great opportunities here at Heritage Baptist to serve and to do for others around us. And I'm just encouraging this new year as we go forward that the opportunities will be there for you to serve and to help one another, to bear one another's burdens, to pick each other up, to encourage each other. And that's where the emphasis this year is going to be, that each of us look not on our own things, but every man also on the things of others, that we look out for one another. I have a brother, older brother, who's 4 years older than me, and I care for him deeply. I love him. Him and I have some theological differences, but I love him. And I spend a lot of time with him. He's one of my best friends. I'd do anything for him. And especially if I found out he had a need. If I had the ability, I would provide that need for him. I know my dad would as well. But brothers and sisters, we need to understand that we need to be looking out for each other. That we need to be doing good for each other. And in the church, we need to be serving each other. Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And each of us, from the pastor to the Sunday school teachers, master club workers, all the way around, we need to find the opportunity to do something for somebody else. In everything we do. Do good. I like that statement says, let us do good unto all men. And of course, when the Bible refers to men here, it refers to mankind. Man, woman, children. That we do good unto all men. That we be kind to them. The Bible, where Jesus refers to us as being a light. We preached on this a few weeks ago. And that we're to be the light of the world. We're not to hide our, you know, our our light under a bushel, but we're to be a testimony to those around us. And the greatest way, the greatest opportunity you have and that I have to be a testimony to those around us is by doing good for others. I used the illustration here a while back about going across the street and mowing your neighbor's yard. You know, if you're trying to witness somebody, you can't just do it in word. It has to be backed up with your works. Faith without works is dead, James says. Listen, it needs to be backed up. You know, again, it's just like we tell our children that we love them, but we don't spend any time with them. Then it's not backed up with our works. And so we need to back up what we say by what we do. This is the greatest hindrance to Christianity today, is Christians who do not back up what they say by what they do. People are watching more of what we do than what we say. And we need to be willing to back up. We need to be willing to practice what we preach. Amen? And do that. Do good unto all men. As we live right and do right and live a virtuous life, then it paves the way to witness to those around us. Again, I'm for confrontational evangelism. By that I mean, you can't just live a good life, or live a righteous life, and live a virtuous life, and expect to win people to Jesus. It paves the way, though, for you to tell somebody about Jesus. You have to confront them at some point. Just living a good life doesn't win them to Jesus. You've got to give them the gospel, amen? But you've got to have a testimony that backs it up if you're going to be effective in winning people to Jesus. Now, you can win people to Jesus and have a bad testimony, but you won't be effective at it. I want to be effective, don't you? I want to do good. As I think about this verse, it doesn't say, do good unto all men that deserve it. It doesn't say that. It just simply says, do good unto all men. Oh boy, that's a hard row for us to hoe, isn't it? You know, it's okay, we can do good to people that do good to us, but it's hard to do good to people that do bad things to us or to others. And the Bible simply says, do good unto all men. Let us remember that we are to be good to our neighbors, though they may not be kind to us. That we're to be good to our co-workers, though they may not be kind to us. We're to be good to our families and family members who may not be kind to us. We're to do good unto all men, whether they deserve it or not. Remember the lawyer that came and asked Jesus the question, well, then who is my neighbor? If I'm supposed to be good unto all men, I'm supposed to be good to my neighbor, then who is my neighbor? Can I tell you, it's not about who your neighbor is, but who can I be neighborly to? I want to be kind to everybody and serve them. By the way, we didn't deserve Christ's crucifixion and death on Calvary and His kindness and service to us. So we can show kindness and service to those who don't deserve it either. Do good unto all men. But notice what it goes on to say, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That you know what that means. It means especially to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Especially to those who are of the household of faith. Especially to those who you come to church with. Especially to those who you meet at the store or you meet at work who are brothers and sisters in Christ. That we're to be kind to them especially. In other words, the priority is to meet the needs, if you would, of those who are Christians. Priority to those in the fellowship of the believers. You say, well then, how do you do that? You do it by balance. Balance is the key. It means as we see needs amongst ourselves that we take care of those needs. This was very evident in Jesus' day, where when a person accepted Christ and chose to follow Jesus, that many times they lost their home and they lost lots of things. And therefore, a lot of the church members had to, you know, bring people into their home who had been kicked out of their homes. I mean, it was something. In fact, the Bible says they had all things in common. It wasn't communism. It was commonism. They had all things in common. In other words, they had to give and they had to help others out of necessity. Provide food and shelter and all these things. And we see that somewhat. America's been blessed, amen? And we don't see as much poverty here as we see in Mexico and other areas. But there's certainly The Bible talks about doing good unto others. It's not just talking about meeting their physical needs. But there's many other needs that can be met. Their spiritual and physical, their relational needs. And meeting these other needs, doing good to them. And we need to do that. Family first. That's a biblical principle. Everybody with me? Family first. Because if we don't take care of our family, how can we take care of others? And it's a balance. You have to pray and let the Lord lead you in that area. There's a lot of need today. And we need to be selfless towards those who are in need. I think about Christmas and giving and being a blessing to those who are in need, and appreciate our church being willing and very selfless to those who are in need. We are to share the gospel. In order that we might share the gospel, we need to be good witnesses. We need to do good unto all men. And then as we do good unto all men, then therefore we will be a good testimony and testify to others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, our testimony has an effect on our ability to effectively give the gospel to someone. Do good. That's our theme. New year. And just think about it. I know some of you could in your mind go through some of the verses in the Bible that talks about good, and there's a ton of them. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year going through and preaching on a verse, maybe once a month or something. We've done it periodically this last year, kind of in the fall and the spring. We'll have to take the opportunity to give 4, 5, 6 messages on the theme, do good. And then, of course, that theme, do good, could be interwoven into nearly every message, because doing good is what Christ was all about, doing good. All right? Brother Adam, if you want to, go ahead and put the new, this will be the new...